الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. وقال الله تبارك وتعالى: والذين آمنوا واتبعتهم ذريتهم بإيمان ألحقناهم ذريتهم وما ألتناهم من عملهم من شيء كل امرئ بما كسب رهن. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث ما معناه: كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama, friends and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has endowed us with the greatest of bounties and ni'mat, that is the ni'mat and bounty of Iman and Islam. Allah has created us and sent us into this world, and after sending us into this world, Allah did not leave us free to find our own path, our own way, look for our destination, but by His grace and mercy, Allah has given us this life that He is happy with, which is the life and the deen, the way of life of Islam. Moreover, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the Anbiya Ikram alayhimu salatu wa salam. Moreover, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed heavenly kitabs from Himself for the guidance of human beings. And eventually, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent with the complete way of life, the perfect way of life, the code and the shariat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is the best and complete, that which was given to all the anbiya. It was endowed to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The kitabs which were revealed, the kitab, the Quran al-Karim was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is the combination of the best of all the kitabs which were revealed to the anbiya, the scriptures, the booklets which were revealed to the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam in their times and in their ages. The life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the final way, it is the last way, it is the only way for each and every one of us and each and every insan, each and every human being till the end of time, and for our salvation. That is the only one way, the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah Ta'ala did not leave us free to our own devices, not knowing which way to go, what to do. This life is a life of responsibility. Each and every one of us are responsible. We have very, very great responsibilities. Some of these responsibilities we have understood. But many, many greater responsibilities, much, much more important responsibilities, we have not realized, we have not appreciated, we have not understood. And what is that? We have understood the responsibilities and the challenges and the demands of this life. With regards to ourselves, with regards to our families, our children, our extended family, more than this responsibility, that also is a shari'i responsibility, that a person should earn halal. first and foremost, with the sweat of his hands, and then he should eat from that halal and feed his children from that halal. Allah Ta'ala instructs, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, kulu min at-tayyibati wa'amalu saliha. That, O people of Iman, that eat from that which is halal, which is healthy, and with that then do good actions. The ulama explained that what are the results and the outcome of earning halal and eating halal, consuming halal, and feeding to our offspring, our families, that it instills in a person such a nur, such a light, which will make it easy and enable a person then to come onto the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa'amalu salihah. The teaching of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning that at any one morsel of haram in the food, it is more serious than burning cauldron in a person's stomach. The manifestation, a person will not feel it here, physically will not feel it here, but the effects and the results it will see in the actions of a person, nonetheless. So these are such responsibilities. Allah has commanded us, the Sunnah and the Shariat has commanded us, that these are certain Shari'i and Dini responsibilities that we have to adhere to with regards to ourselves and our family. And the family unit is the most sacred. We will find in the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the Quran al-Karim, one is with regards to maintenance of kinship, that family unit, that family bond. The main structure is the father, the mother, and then the children, and then as the circle gets bigger, there also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed us to look after this. This is a shari'i responsibility. When Rahim was created, Rahim is this kinship. It is a makhluk of Allah, a very special makhluk of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that when it was created, it pleaded in front of Allah and complained in front of Allah that, Allah, you have created me, but you are going to send me into this world among human beings. Because amongst human beings, Adam alayhi salam is our father, Hawa alayhi ridwan is our mother. And from there, the progeny and durriya to Adam spread in the whole world. But they are bonds, they are relationships. And this bond and relationships, they are not just biological, but they are very, very special. It is from Allah. So Allah Ta'ala has created this kinship. So he complained to Allah and pleaded with Allah that, Allah, you have created me. Now a time is going to come that these human beings and insan, that they will trample me. They will overlook me. They will ignore me. What will be my condition? What will be my status? Allah Ta'ala replies to this, to Rahm, the kinship, that what do you say, that I will, through you, that everyone that is conscious of you and weary about you and look after you, that I will look after them. And any person who will not look after you, who will break you, that I will cut them off, I will break them off. So this is that other responsibility. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. How many families have become estranged? How many parents have become estranged? Wife from husband, husband from wife, parents from children, children from parents, brother from brother, nephew with uncle, uncle with nephew, with aunt, with niece, with grandparents. This way of life that has overtaken us and which we are absorbed in, it has become unmindful, it made us unmindful with the real values and the true way of life that Allah Ta'ala wants us to live and which is for our good, which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us and wants for our good. At the time of Hajjatul Wada, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was making dua. One sahabi came, or one youngster came, and he said that my aunt is very unhappy with me. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam became displeased and told him that on this Mubarak day, this Mubarak time, that your aunt is unhappy with you, You go back and you repair your relationship with your aunt. Seek her forgiveness. Ask her for maaf. And then you come back. And he does so and he comes back and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes dua for him. Nonetheless, the topic that I would like to touch on today is with regards to this great responsibility that we have. Looking after our children, it is a shari responsibility. To the best of our ability, alhamdulillah, we are doing. The rearing of our children, there we have to see, this is the crux of the matter. And this is this reminder that Allah Ta'ala is instructing us. It is an instruction. Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, qu anfusakum. That, O people of Iman, you have been endowed. This is a special ni'mat of Iman from Allah that Allah has given us. Because success is not dependent on any wealth, anyone's status, anyone's position, anyone's acquisitions, anyone's properties. It is based on Iman. And Allah Ta'ala deals with an individual. Allah Ta'ala deals with a community. Allah Ta'ala deals with the human beings on the basis of their Iman and the spirit of obedience and adherence to that way of life that Allah Ta'ala wants. So Allah saying, O people of Iman, qu anfusakum. This is a sacred command from Allah. That one very great, great responsibility a person takes is because of conditions. He becomes worried or restless and he resorts to devices to protect himself, his well-being, his physical well-being, his mental well-being, that of his wife, that of his children. And especially in these times, a person will go to his best to fend off any type of harm from his children. So Allah Ta'ala is telling us, Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. The Jannat is haq and the fire is haq. It is there, it is existent. And each one, that is Jannat and Jahannam, are waiting for those who are going to be given admission into either one of them. Allah Ta'ala make us, our families, our children and the whole ummah among those people who in the first instance will be given the glad tidings of Jannah. So Allah Ta'ala says, Qu anfusakum, O people of Iman, this is one very great, very sacred responsibility. Whether you have understood it, whether you appreciate it, whether you know it, but maybe unmindful about it. But qu anfusakum, save yourselves, wa ahlikum, and your family members nara, from that fire which is coming. The ulama of the ummah, Allah Ta'ala reward them, they have interpreted it and made tafsir in different ways. But the combined interpretation and explanation of this ayat is that allimuhum dina, they teach them deen. One is teach them deen. Addibuhum, teach them good manners, teach them good akhlaq. And this is that responsibility of every father, every mother, first and foremost. We cannot leave it to the muallim. We cannot leave it to the ustad and say that I am sending my kid to the madrasa, I am sending my kid to the school, and whatever they do, I've handed it over. The primary responsibility for the rearing and looking after and upbringing of our children, it rests on each and every one of us, on our shoulders. That is a very great thing that we are doing, even to give our children a dini knowledge, send them to the maktab, send them to the madrasa. But primarily it is our responsibility. So the ulama explain under the tafsir in the light of this ayah that you teach them deen. Inculcate in them the values of deen. Love for Allah, love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the spirit of obedience of Allah for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do not instill in them such a way of life that they become soft. So allimuhum, addibuhum, wa ahlikum, your wife, your children, your children. How? Through your actions and your way of life. Bi af'alikum, bi a'malikum. Through your a'mal, through your actions, through your deeds, number one. It comes in a hadith, the mafhum, al-waladu sirrun li-abihi. That a father, he is the manifestation of that private private most inside of the Father. What is the spirit? What is the jazba? What is the internal enthusiasm of the Father? It is displayed in the child. So if it is inside, our inside is desperate that our child, our son, our daughter must become like the beautiful or so-called heroes who do not even know how to cleanse themselves. That their lives must be fashioned and shaped around those type of people. What are we doing? Are we harming our children? Are we benefiting our children? This life is temporary, this life is short. So teach them the deen. You yourself live by deen, have the spirit of obedience of Allah. Teach them obedience of Allah. That the obedience of Allah is the most utmost importance in a person's life. Love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inculcate those values and qualities of Iman and Islam in our children. We cannot leave them to their own devices. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us in a hadith that kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyatihi. The Imamul Muslimin, he is a shepherd. Every one of you is a shepherd. Nabi Sallam then explains that every one of you, you are a shepherd. The Imam of the Muslims, he is a shepherd. And he is going to be answerable, he is responsible with regards to his flock and answerable about his flock on the day of Qiyamah. That you were given this responsibility, that you had the responsibility of each of every of your subjects. Did you see to their dini needs, shari'i needs, and sometimes to wali needs? The life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Khilafat al-Rashida, we will find this, that practically the Khalifas of the time, that they went by night also to see to the needs of the people. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said about him that he used to worry that on the day of Qiyamah, no person under his ra'iyat or in his realm, when he was responsible, that they were in any type of difficulty. So, kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyati. Then, which pertains to every one of us, as parents, as fathers. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that ar-rajulu ra'in. That each and every person, that he is the shepherd. And who is his flock? His wife, wa ahli baytihi, and his children. So these are such a great sacred responsibility that has come from Allah. Allah is saying that this greatest of responsibilities, you execute it. Hu anfusakum, save your wife, yourselves, your family from the fire which is waiting. Waquduha an-nasu wal hijara. And the fuel of that fire, Allah says it is human beings. That human beings, Allah protect every one of us, that they will be thrown into the fire. And that fire, when something is thrown, and it has fuel-like substance, the human body perhaps has this, Allah and His Rasul know best, but it will ignite that fire even further. This is the fuel. And wal-hijara, such boulders, which will be the coal and the charcoal of that Jahannam. So when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it comes, the ulama explained, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam recited this ayah, and then explained, وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةِ. One sahabi or one person asked, O Rasulullah, what type of hijara? What are those boulders or those huge rocks? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that one boulder of Jahannam, it is so great in size, so huge in size, that all this biggest on all the mountains of this dunya put together, they cannot equal one boulder of Jahannam. This is just one. These are just not stories or fairy tales. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is informing us that the fuel will be these great, huge boulders. So it is said that this sahabi, when he heard this, that immediately he fell unconscious. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took his mubarak hand, rubbed it on his chest. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him glad tidings of Jannat. So Sahaba said that, O Rasulullah, just on this account that now that he has fallen unconscious, He has heard about the description of one boulder in Jahannam in the fire, and he has fallen unconscious. And you have rubbed his Mubarak chest, his chest was your Mubarak hand, and you have given him glad tidings of Jannah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has said, ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامِي وَخَافَ وَعِيدٍ. Because when he heard these words from Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, immediately he went into such a fear. That Allah has said, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is explaining to the Sahaba, that this Jannat, it is waiting for those people. لِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامِي. That my honor, my grandeur, my greatness, that they visualize my, have fear for me, love for me, obedience for me. ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامِي وَخَافَ وَعِيدٍ. And they fear those warnings that I have sounded, this Jannat is for them. So coming back to the point, my friends and brothers, each and every one of us, it is in our makeup. Allah has made it. Insan is called insan because of uns. Allah Ta'ala has placed rahm in our hearts. Mercy. One portion of mercy. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us, when Allah Ta'ala created rahmah, mercy, that Allah Ta'ala sent down that 1% or one portion into this dunya. And through that one portion of mercy, that even the wildest animals of prey in the jungles, the snakes and the scorpions, insects of which hurt people, that even just what that one portion of mercy, all these wild animals that we fear, that through one portion of mercy it is distributed amongst all creation, and all creation, they display their mercy to their offspring and their like, just on account of this 1%. The remaining 99 portions of mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to keep in store for His ibadil mu'minin, for the mu'minun, the obedient servants of Allah, those who have iman in Allah, those who were obedient to Allah, who adopted the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Halal was halal, haram was haram, sin was sin, ma'asiyat was ma'asiyat, ita'at was ita'at, ittiba of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was there. They opted for that way of life which made Allah happy. ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامِ وَخَافَ وَعِيدٍ. So this is that way of life. So this mercy that we have, through that, the mercy that we are showing, the affection that we show to our wives, our children, our relatives, to our neighbors, and to human beings at large. Even if we do not know a person, if we see a stranger in distress, he can be a non-Muslim also, but if there is an accident, Allah forbid. Or if a person is, there's a fire overtakes a place and someone is burning, he can be a non-Muslim, but what will be the demand of that heart? That there is an insan, there is one creature of Allah, creation of Allah which is burning. I must do my utmost to assist, to help, to remove that person. There's an accident. Then there is nobody but we are passing by. Our insaniyat, that human quality that Allah has placed in us, it demands from us now that to stop and to assist. This is from that rahmat that Allah Ta'ala has given. Just that 1%, that one portion. More than that, my friends and brothers. So with this mercy we display to our wives, to our children, our parents, and we have to do that. Allah Ta'ala instructs us with regards to parents. وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. These beautiful teachings of Islam. We adopt the life of Islam, the package of Islam, then when we will open that package, there will only be good and goodness. And we adopt for any other package, any other way of life, whatever is hidden in that package, there is only mischief, there is only sorrow, there is only misery. Outwardly, for a while, it might seem very good, very attractive. And these are the different forms and shape of falsehood. That they seem very good, they appear to be very attractive, very enticing. But the minute a person takes a step in that direction as he goes forward, that he is caught into the clutches. Then to extricate himself and to free himself, it is one very great challenge. So this rahmat we are taught, from young we are taught, as children we are taught, رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا. Do not show disobedience, not by word, not even by action, not by even by demeanor. Your father has reached old age, your mother has reached old age. Don't even do that, or don't even frown. Not in any way that they must feel that my son or my daughter has hurt us, they are showing disobedience to us, that we are in our old age. And this is the response. Do we want that way of life? Where our children will show open disobedience to us, will undermine us. We have become old, we have become weak, no more in the business, no more the man of the house, the big person of the house. And now when we are saying, then we are, the response is one with irritation. There is a response of impatience. Here's the old man, here's the old body, here he's starting again. So it depends on us, my respected elders and brothers. That every one of us, we are the shepherd. And we are responsible. So this rahmat that we have and we display in this short temporary life for our children, and sometimes to such extremes that they go to a point that out of mercy, that no, they will mend, they must experience life. That is a great deception. No father will just buy the most expensive and the most fast car or vehicle and gift it to his son and take him on to the N1 or N3 or N4 or N2, whichever, and say, here my son, here's the gift, here's the keys, now you go as fast as you please. He doesn't know how to drive. He doesn't know the responsibilities of the vehicle. We want him to experience life. What is he going to experience? So likewise, my friends and brothers, this mindset and this attitude that let them experience their life, they'll grow. No, there are borders and there are perimeters. You don't just give your son or your child the car keys and say, go which way you want to. He drives on the left, he drives on the right. He drives at 200, 300 kilometers an hour. He's endangering himself. He's endangering other passengers or other people in other cars. No, there are borders and there are perimeters. The son, first you have to learn. What is the responsibility? Learn how to drive. What is the etiquette of driving, etc., etc., etc. Now here's it. So likewise, we have to inculcate in our children this spirit of deen, of iman, of Islam. It is our responsibility. When we will do that, my friends and brothers, then we ourselves, wherever our children can be or will be, we will be sitting at home. Ask many a father, ask many a mother, that the children, Allah forbid, Allah Ta'ala make all our children, all our youth, make their salah, make them good, make them leaders and soldiers of Iman and Islam. The Sahaba, the young Sahaba at the age of 13, 14, 15, whether it was Uhud, it was in Badr, after Badr, Uhud, after that, at that young, tender age, that they were ready to and say, Oh Rasulullah, me, I want to go with you. I want to go into the path of Allah. You take me. To such an extent that you compete with one another. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu said, he came to his father, or the other Sahabi went to the father, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has accepted him, close in age, but he has not accepted me. And in wrestling, I can beat him. This was that spirit. Now what spirit is we are inculcating in our children, in our youth? Is it the spirit to serve deen? That I belong to Allah. May Allah kahu. That I belong to Allah. That Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is my Nabi. So that youth, that spirit, that vigor, where is it being directed? So this is our responsibility. And then if we fulfill that responsibility, Allah is so kind, Allah is so merciful. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ بِإِمَانِ أَلْحَقْنَاهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ. How kind, the rahm of Allah, the karam of Allah. Allah says, oh, that people, those people who live the life of iman, and they made effort on their children and their families to live a life of iman. Eventually, in the akhirat, the father is going to Jannah. The children, he made effort on them. The stages of the father in Jannah is higher. That of the children is lower. But Allah's karam and honor for this father who is in Jannah now, he is in a higher Jannah. The son or the children, offspring are in a lower Jannah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, Al-haqnahum. Takrimatan. Takrimatan as an honor to the father. That he is in a higher Jannah. Those children of his, they made effort, he made effort on them. They're in a lower Jannah. But out of honor for the father who is in a higher jannat, alhaqnahum durriyatahum, we will join up with them. وَمَا أَلَتْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. And we will not diminish and make less the thawab and the amal of the father in any way. So the ulama explained, كُلُّ مْرِئٍ بِمَا كَسَبَ رَهِينٍ. Every human being, that he is responsible for his actions. But now here, one is about jannat, and the other, the ulama explaining. They said that with regards to the fire, with regards to going to Jahannam, Allah protect us, our families, our children, and the whole ummah, that there, if any person opts for a life of kufr, or he dies with kufr, or he had iman, but his life wasn't conducive to iman and Islam, and he has to go for a little while in the fire, Allah protect us all. So then, kullu mri'in bima kasaba rahin. Whoever is deserving of Jahannam, he will go to Jahannam, either eternally or for a short while if he had iman. But that won't have any impact or bearing on the father then. But if he did good actions, he is in Jannat. The children are in the lower Jannat. Allah Ta'ala will raise their ranks and status to that of the father. Why? The ulama explained that Jannat, it is Darul Fadl. It is the place of Allah's Fadl, Allah's grace, Allah's mercy, Allah's kindness. So Allah Ta'ala wants to honor that father. And the fire, it is Darul Adl. وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. So in short, my friends and brothers, time does not permit. So we have to see in the sirat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Sahaba, our pious ancestors of the past, what way of life that did they impart to their children. It is our great, this is our insurance for an eternal life of bliss, a life of peace, of happiness, peace of heart, peace of mind. This is the insurance. Ku anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Many a person, father will get happy and say, no, the child has gone big, shadi ho gaya, he's got married now, he's got children now, he's working, he's got a business, now he can take it easy. To that extent, alhamdulillah, it is good. But more than that, he cannot take it easy till he sees that his child is on deen, on iman, a life of piety, a life of goodness. He's a benefit to himself, his parents, his children, his family, he's charitable. All the qualities of iman and Islam and deen, it is in him. Now he can say that now I have prepared my jannat also and my family's jannat also. Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahimullah, it is said about him, when he left this world, it is said that he is known as Umar the Fourth. The adl that was in his time, the justice that was in his time, that he was so scrupulous in matters with regards to the Baytul Mal, not even one cent was taken or usurped by him. He was so fair. And then when he was leaving this world, because he was so upright and so just, the family members came to him and they told him that, what have you left for your children? Are you going? You are leaving them bankrupt. You are not leaving them with anything. What did he reply? That I have not deprived them or withheld from them anything which was their right. More than that, the fear that you are having, more than that, I have yaqeen and faith in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah has said, وَهُوَ يَتَوَلَّ الصَّالِحِينَ. That he is the caretaker and the guardian of those that are salih, those that are good, those that are upright, those that have the life of iman, of Islam in them. I leave them in Allah's hands, because Allah's, these are the words of Allah. And this is the promise of Allah, that Allah will look after them. Allah will sustain them. The historians write that despite not inheriting virtually nothing from the father, that in their times, in their youth, and in their manhood, that one of them spends hundreds and thousands of dinars and contributed to the Muslimin and the benefit of iman and Islam. This is also one way. One is through this, that my child must be said this way. But before that, inculcate them that value of iman in Islam and the nisbat and connection with Allah and Allah's Rasul. So for that, my friends and brothers, in short, that these days that are coming, people term it differently. Some say it is a silly season which is coming. What does it mean, a silly season? This is just the words. It is to prepare a mindset, a dhahniya. What is it? It is the silly season, meaning it is giving license to all and sundry, to everyone, young and old, whatever is the status, position. What is it? It is the license to make guna. These days are coming. It's a holiday season. So this talk and this mindset that it is a silly season, meaning a person will do something silly which will not do when he is sober, when he is sane, when he is conscious and alert. Now he did it, tomorrow he will wake up and he will say, you know what, I wasn't in a correct frame of mind. I was overtaken. So that environment is so important. We have to be very, very, very careful ourselves also, and our youth also, our children also. Do not allow this environment, it is not for us, that it must overtake us and we do something which is displeasing to Allah, Allah's Rasul, and then we will regret and have sorrow for the rest of our lives here and upstairs. Allah knows best. So for that, these holidays are coming. The season is here. Especially for the youth. Every one of us make the intention. We are the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is our responsibility that we have to safeguard ourselves. Buy the insurance for ourselves, our wives, our children, our families, and the whole ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To make such an effort, live such a way of life that will enable us by the fadl of Allah to become the dwellers of Jannah. So for that, jamaats will be coming, jamaats will be going. Make it an imperative on our youth, if they are of age, they are 14, they are 15 of understanding, bring them to the markaz. Let them go the full holidays, 2/3 of the holidays, half of the holidays. Inshallah we will see in the markaz here, perhaps you are seeing, in Johannesburg we see at night, those same youth that their parents used to cry tears of blood, mothers used to be restless at night, that mera beta kaha hai, that where is my son? Where is my child? That he is in wrong company, in the wrong places. A little effort was made. They came in the correct environment. Those same children in the wee hours of the night, you see in the markaz on a Friday night, Saturday morning, that they are in tahajjud, they are in tilawat of Quran, they are dhikrullah, making dua. What a beautiful sight. So Allah Ta'ala make it that we want this for our children, all our youth, and every ummati of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So inshallah when the holidays start also, encourage, whatever programs take place, encourage our children. Encourage them to go out for whatever amount of time in the path of Allah. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq inshaAllah.